Here we are praying with scripture today on one of the holiest days of the year, of the holiest week or 2 weeks of the year, Good Friday. Let's begin by praying for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, and then we'll do the office of readings, which has some of the most powerful readings from scripture and tradition of the entire year. Powerful message combined from scripture and tradition there. Powerful explanation given there for us to chew on and reflect on and meditate on today. I can't believe this, but I did not remember to renew baptismal vows during our liturgies at home yesterday. So I'm going to, even though we're late, we should have done it during Good Holy Thursday, we can still do it. We can still renew our baptismal vows and any other vows you may wish to privately renew, your marriage vow or your instituted ministry vow, your vow to be your promise of being a catechist or whatever. If you have any ordained ministers, of course, they have promises as well. So that's what you're getting in this podcast today. And we'll come back with another podcast later with the big liturgy, the one with the adoration of the cross and everything. For now, let us pray that the use of the new technologies will not replace human relationships. Will respect the dignity of the person and will help us face the crises of our times. Say an Our Father and a Hail Mary, since that's considered the minimum. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. This is another good prayer I want to teach you. It's a petition, but it's also a blessing. So this is called the Unity Prayer. It's known colloquial as the Unity Prayer. And they've had some remarkable results for deliverance and for other types of things with this prayer. I think you'll see why it's called the Unity Prayer. My adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together. May our hands gather in unity. May our hearts beat in unison. May our souls be in harmony. May our thoughts be as one. May our ears listen to the silence together. May our glances profoundly penetrate each other. May our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of God, who redeemed us with his blood. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of God, who redeemed us with his blood. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of God, who redeemed us with his blood. Let the nations be glad and exult. For you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of God, who redeemed us with his blood. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of God, who redeemed us with his blood. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of God, who redeemed us with his blood. Have mercy, O Lord, have mercy on us. O Lord Jesus Christ, at prayer in the Garden of Olives, weeping with sadness and fear, comforted by an angel, have mercy, O Lord, have mercy on us. O Lord Jesus Christ, betrayed by the kiss of Judas, abandoned by your apostles, delivered over to sinners, have mercy, O Lord, have mercy on us. O Lord Jesus Christ, buffeted, covered with spittle, bruised by the blows of soldiers, condemned to die on the cross. O Lord, have mercy, O Lord, have mercy on us. O Lord Jesus Christ, scourged and crowned with thorns, clothed in a robe of purple, covered with scorn and shame, have mercy, O Lord, have mercy on us. O Lord Jesus Christ, burdened with your cross, mounting even to Calvary, bearing the weight of our sins, have mercy, O Lord, have mercy on us. O Lord Jesus Christ, stripped of your garments, given gale in your thirst, crucified with thieves, have mercy, O Lord, have mercy on us. O Lord Jesus Christ, forgiving your executioners, confiding your Holy Mother to your beloved disciple, have mercy, O Lord, have mercy on us. O Lord Jesus Christ, breathing forth your Spirit into the hands of your Father, dying for all sinners. O have mercy, O Lord, have mercy on us. Antiphon 1. Earthly kings rise up in revolt. Princes conspire together against the Lord and his anointed. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among nations, among peoples this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break off their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke. Earthly kings rise up in revolt. Kings conspire together against the Lord and his anointed. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain. Earthly kings rise up in revolt. Princes conspire together against the Lord and his anointed. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, and put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like the potter's jar." Earthly kings rise up in revolt. Princes conspire together against the Lord and his anointed. Now, O kings, understand. Take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe, and trembling pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are they who put their trust in God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father, who acted in his image, Jesus Christ, to restore us to being able to live as his living image, and being able to be like him in holiness and purity and glory. Bring our sins to a cease, bring our pain to an end. Save us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Earthly kings rise up in revolt. Princes conspire together against the Lord and his anointed. Antiphon 2. They divided my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing. Moment of silence. O God, this is Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? You are far from my plea and the cry of my distress. O my God, I call by day and you give no reply. I call by night and I find no peace. Yet you, O God, are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers put their trust. They trusted and you set them free. When they cried to you, they escaped. In you they trusted and never in vain. But I am a worm and no man, scorned by men, despised by the people. All who see me to ride me. They curl their lips. They toss their heads. He trusted in the Lord. Let him save him. Let him release him if this is his friend. Yes, it was you who took me from the womb, entrusted me to my mother's breast. To you I was committed from my birth. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not leave me alone in my distress. Come close, there is none else to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Fierce bulls of Bashan close me in. Against me they open wide their jaws, like lions rending and roaring. Like water I am poured out. Disjointed are all my bones. My heart has become like wax. It is melted within my breast. Parched as burnt clay is my throat. My tongue cleaves to my jaws. Many dogs have surrounded me. A band of the wicked beset me. They tear holes in my hands and my feet and lay me in the dust of death. I can count every one of my bones. These people stare at me and gloat. They divide my clothing among them. They cast lots for my robe. O Lord, do not leave me alone. My strength, make haste to help me. Rescue my soul from the sword, my life from the grip of these dogs. Save my life from the jaws of these lions, my poor soul from the horns of these oxen. I will tell of your name to my brethren and praise you where they are assembled. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's sweetness and kindness from the Son, let us kiss the Son, let us embrace the Son and his kingdom. Save us on this holy Good Friday. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. They divided my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing. Immaculate Heart of Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. They sought to take my life by violence. Psalm 38. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me. Through your anger, all my body is sick. Through my sin, there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear. My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees. I go mourning all the day long. All my frame burns with fever. All my body is sick. Spent and utterly crushed, I cry aloud in anguish of heart. O Lord, you know all my longing. My groans are not hidden from you. They sought to take my life by violence is the antiphon. My heart throbs. My strength is spent. The very light has gone from my eyes. My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long. But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defense. I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph if my foot should slip. For I am on the point of failing, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay. My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right. O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Savior. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. They sought to take my life by violence, in honor of Mary's gifts from God, the Holy Spirit. Save us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. They sought to take my life by violence. They brought false evidence against me. They were breathing out fury. Now our special readings, our very special readings, the biblical reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 11 through 28. The caption the church has chosen is, "By the shedding of his own blood, Christ, the high priest, entered the sanctuary once and for all." When Christ came as high priest of the good things which have come to be, he entered once for all into the sanctuary, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation. He entered, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, and achieved eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of a heifer's ashes can sanctify those who are defiled so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself up unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from dead works to worship the living God? This is why he is mediator of a new covenant, since his death has taken place for deliverance from transgressions committed under the first covenant. Those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Where there is a testament, it is necessary that the death of the tester be confirmed, for a testament comes into force only in the case of death. It has no force while the tester is alive. Hence, not even the first covenant was inaugurated without blood. When Moses had read all the commandments of the law to the people, he took the blood of goats and calves, together with water and crimson wool and hyssop, and sprinkled the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which God has enjoined upon you." He also sprinkled the tabernacle and all the vessels of worship with blood. According to the law, almost everything is purified by blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness. It was necessary that the copies of the heavenly models be purified in this way, but the heavenly realities themselves called for better sacrifices. For Christ did not enter into a sanctuary made by hands, a mere copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, that he might appear before God now on our behalf. Not that he might offer himself there again and again, as the high priest enters year after year into the sanctuary with blood that is not his own. If that were so, he would have had to suffer death over and over from the creation of the world. But now he has appeared at the end of the ages to take away sins once for all by his sacrifice. Just as it is appointed that men die once and after death be judged, so Christ was offered up once to take away the sins of many. He will appear a second time, not to take away sin, but to bring salvation to those who eagerly await him. Responsory prayer. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, no complaint from his lips against the evil done to him. He was lifted up to death. He was given up to death to give his people life. He surrendered himself to death and was accounted among the wicked to give his people life. Our second reading from the tradition of the church is very, very powerful and contains a lot of key concepts, some of which are kind of opening up a little bit more, because it's a great mystery of why Christ would have to die and what that means. It opens that up a little bit more through the power of Jesus' blood. But yet there's even more you could build on top of that. from the Catechesis by St. John Chrysostom. The power of Christ's blood is the caption. If we wish to understand the power of Christ's blood, we should go back to the ancient account of its prefiguration in Egypt. Sacrifice a lamb without blemish, commanded Moses, and sprinkle its blood on your doors. If we were to ask him what he meant and how the blood of an irrational beast could possibly save men endowed with reason, his answer would be that the saving power lies not in the blood itself, but in the fact that it is a sign of the Lord's blood. In those days when the destroying angel saw the blood on the doors, he did not dare to enter. So how much less will the devil approach now when he sees not that figurative blood on the doors, but the true blood on the lips of believers, the doors of the temple of Christ. If you desire further proof of the power of this blood, remember where it came from, how it ran down from the cross, flowing from the Master's side. The Gospel records that when Christ was dead, but still hung on the cross, a soldier came and pierced his side with a lance, and immediately there flowed out blood and water and blood. Now, water was a symbol of baptism and the blood of the Holy Eucharist. The soldier pierced the Lord's side. He breached the wall of the sacred temple, and I have found the treasure and made it my own. So also with the lamb, the Jews sacrificed the victim, and I have been saved by it. There flowed from his side water and blood. Beloved, do not pass over this mystery without thought. It has yet another hidden meaning, which I will explain to you. I said that water and blood symbolized baptism and the Holy Eucharist. From these two sacraments, the Church is born. From baptism, the cleansing water that gives rebirth and renewal through the Holy Spirit, and from the Holy Eucharist. Since the symbols of baptism and the Eucharist flowed from his side, it was from his side that Christ fashioned the Church, as he had fashioned Eve from the side of Adam. Moses gives a hint of this when he tells the story of the first man and makes him exclaim, "Bone from my bones and flesh from my flesh." As God then took a rib from Adam's side to fashion a woman, so Christ has given us blood and water from his side to fashion the Church. God took the rib when Adam was in a deep sleep. In the same way, Christ gave us the blood and the water after his own death. Do you understand then how Christ has united his bride to himself and what food he gives us all to eat? By one and the same food, we are both brought into being and nourished. As a woman nourishes her child with her own blood and milk, so does Christ unceasingly nourish with his own blood those to whom he has given life. Responsory prayer. The price of your redemption was not something of fleeting value like gold or silver, but the costly shedding of the blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish. Through him, in the one Spirit, we can approach the Father. The blood of Jesus Christ washes away all our sins. Through him, in the one Spirit, we can approach the Father. Before the closing prayer, I'm just going to add in, or after the closing prayer, we're going to do the renewal of the baptismal vows, and then, of course, the plenary indulgence. Father, look with love upon your people, the love with which our Lord Jesus Christ showed us when he delivered himself to evil men and suffered the agony of the cross, for he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In baptism, through the paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ, so that we may rise with him to newness of life as we near the end of our journey on this day in which today the Lord was given up to death and handed over. Let us check ourselves, consider our commitments, and renew in faith the baptismal promises that unite us to him. Do you reject Satan so as to live in the freedom of God's children? I do. Do you reject the grammar of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin? I do. Do you reject Satan, Father of sin and Prince of darkness. I do. Do you reject Satan? I do. And all his works. I do. And all his empty promises. I do. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth? I do. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? I do. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? I do. So here we go. And again, I'll be back. We'll do something even more exciting later on.